This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Women and men, boys and girls, welcome back to the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene, Pearl, and Danny. But I can't say Serene today, really.
No, Serene is resting. She, you know, she needed that break. And so,
yes.
But, yes. Hey, in her place.
In her stead.
We have two amazing women. And they are Leah and Debbie, a mother and daughter team. And they've got so much to bring us today. Their Trim Healthy Mama journeys. We're just going to like dig deep into how they've made this work. We're going to pull from them how they do it. Because, you know, you've heard from Serena and I and Danny so often about how we make this work. And I feel like they've got a lot of wisdom to give us and to give you guys, because they live different lives than we do. And so we're going to pull, man. We're going to grab the good meat today.
Yes. Ladies from the front lines of motherhood, no less.
Yeah, absolutely. And they flew in.
Shall I say?
To do a TV show with us. So, hey, welcome, you guys. Welcome, Leah.
Thank you so much. So happy to be here.
And Leah's mom, welcome, Debbie.
Thank you very much. I'm so glad to be here.
Is this space comfortable for you?
Extremely.
It's great.
Yeah. And very I see casual. You've brought with you your crimson cup. Is this a coffee?
Yes.
Yes.
I know. And you know what, Danny? You've been slack on the potty tea lately.
I read that.
Yes.
We got some feedback asking, do you guys still, I don't hear about the tea
no,
anymore.
No, Danny has totally slacked on
Next
the potty
week,
tea.
We got tea on the menu.
Thank you.
Because
we have guests, like special guests here,
we need to offer them
I feel
tea.
Like the least we could do is Danny made potty tea.
Yeah.
Well, yes.
That sounds perfect.
Or maybe even update Danny beforehand that we'll have special guests on the show. And then he could have something.
Danny turned up not knowing today. But let's just jump right into this, because Leah, you live in New York. Debbie, you live in?
Indiana.
And you lead different lives. I love that we've got two different age groups here. We've got two different lifestyles to glean from. And let's start with you first, Leah. I know that, you know, we're going to dig deep into the practical ways you make this work, but you can tell your story. I know you've dropped 110 pounds with Trim Healthy Mama.
Yes, definitely.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it's an amazing plan. I love it.
Tell us a little bit just about your story first, how you came, to be a Trim Healthy Mama, and what happened, how long it took you, and then we'll dig deep into your wisdom before talking to your mummy.
So in December of 2013, I had our eighth baby, and I
Good
was 42.
On you, mate. I'm only up to four. I feel a little behind.
You've got
to
catch up.
Please continue.
And so that I was 42. And so there are 20 years between my oldest and my youngest. Wow. And it turns out that the weight was, I gained 100 pounds during that pregnancy, and I was very unhealthy. I had very high blood pressure, and I had a really hard time. I could not drop the weight. Mm-hmm. I gave it 6 weeks after I had the baby, and normally weight would come off, and it just wasn't coming off. And my doctors were starting to be a little concerned. My blood pressure was too high. And a good friend of mine, she's an online friend. We've been friends in like little mommy groups for about 17 years. Her name is Melissa, and she had shared a little bit. She had started recently, and she was having great success. And I thought, you know what? I'm just going to download the Kindle version and check it out. And the day I downloaded it, I jumped in. I started.
So you were like an all just in.
I'm all in.
You didn't tiptoe.
I didn't read and prepare, because I'm just not that way.
Yeah.
I'm an all or nothing kind of person usually. So, and I had kind of ridiculous results. Like my very first week on plan, I lost 15 pounds. I thought it was a mistake. I'm like, there's no way. My husband's like, it has to be water weight. So then the second week, I lost 8 pounds.
Wow.
Then the next week, I lost 6 pounds.
Now, can I ask you a question about that? You tried other diets in the past?
Just almost every diet out there.
But had you been a fast loser on those if you ever tried them?
Usually the first week, I would usually lose like 5 pounds.
Okay.
And the thing is, that definitely would be what you would call water weight kind of thing, because then it would either come back or that would be it.
Yes.
Those were the kind of diets that like you deprived yourself.
Right.
I was starving to death. I wasn't very happy. So for 1 week, I can do anything.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
When it became past a week, I'd always be like, this is, and you don't see any results.
Yeah.
It was just hard. But so like pretty much like that every single day for more than a month, probably a couple of months, I ate muffin in a mug. every single day.
And that was the dessert back then, because you got you had the first book,
the very first
with
book,
no pictures, the recipes
with the
were
little
all,
baby.
Yeah,
I love that. I still like, say I love that book. Together.
That's THM vintage right there.
Yeah. Yes, it is. And that was that eating that muffin in my every single day. I never got tired of it, because then I figured out you can eat sweets and just if you want it for breakfast, you can have it for breakfast. If you want it for dessert, it was just fantastic. So that's how. And so I told my mom, because we've always been trying to lose weight, trying whatever gimmicky diet this is and whatever, and it would just never work. So this time I'm like, Mom, I waited a little bit to make sure that my results were really, I'm like, you have to try this. You don't go hungry. You can have all the delicious stuff.
Did you have stalls or anything when you were losing your weight? Obviously it slowed down, because that's very fast for THM. But everyone's unique. Yeah.
Well, I didn't really have stalls for the first, but I was very heavy. Yeah, for the first maybe 60 pounds, I didn't have stalls.
Okay, yes.
And then everything had to catch up.
Right.
You know, and then you kind of reevaluate. Like, I get in food ruts, and I like to eat the same thing every day. And I have a problem with S meals, because I love them so much.
Yeah.
And like, I had to make like a conscious effort to at ease in.
Yes.
And fuel, like change it up a little. Because then my body was like, okay, now it's starting to figure out what you're doing. So you definitely, and my friend will always say, because I got a bunch of my girlfriends on it, she'd say, you don't really eat for enjoyment, you know. And I'm like, well, I like the same foods. I find what I love, and it's easy and fast, and I just make the same thing.
And we're going to come back to you on what you do and how you make the fast same things. But we'll talk to Debbie here too. But I was going to say, if you had a stall, once you juggled those E's and fuel pulls in again, you'd find it would start to drop again.
It would definitely start dropping
again. You got all
the
way to goal weight. And you said to me, what was that story? Your husband came back from, he's Navy, right?
Yes, he's a submariner.
And he came back from overseas and what? He didn't recognize you?
No, so we stood in a big parking lot, because I would go pick him up from the boat, which is what we call a submarine. And from across the parking lot, he thought I was our oldest daughter, because I had lost so much weight while he'd been gone. Yes. He thought I was our oldest. So he was very shocked.
And your husband likes you curvy, though. So he was like, you're almost too skinny. So he wanted you to gain just a few more.
Yes.
A little bit more female.
Yeah. The last deployment he came home from, he had said, you're a little too skinny.
Yeah.
So
good man.
Yeah. Dad is like that, right? And my husband's like that, too. If I get too skinny, it's like, don't do this for me now. You know, it's like, he likes, you know, something to grab hold on.
Yeah, as God would have it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Debbie, tell us about your journey.
Well, when Leah was describing this, she said, Mom, you have to get the book. So I didn't want to download it. I wanted something physically in my hands that I could read and then look at the recipes and everything. And I am one of these people that if I have something to assemble, I don't read instructions. So I didn't read it all. But she,
so bad about
Leah,
that.
Had been telling me how to start. So I thought.
So you had the book, but you didn't read it.
All the way. I read maybe
She's
halfway.
Like that.
Oh,
yeah,
you
I'm
read
that
halfway,
way.
So you got the gist.
I'm way worse. Actually, something about possessing the book is enough.
Oh, I can tell you.
You have to open it. You do have to open it. It's important.
People say, I have the book, I don't know how to start. I have the book, I don't know how to do the plan. I'm like, but having the
have
book
you
and
read
reading
it.
But Debbie, congrats for getting halfway through. That was a giant book. So you read 300 pages.
Yeah, that was a lot. But when I got to the recipes, it seemed very simple to me. There were very few extra kind of ingredients I had to go out and buy.
Mm.
But I am a person that likes fresh vegetables anyway, and I like protein. So that was how I was raised. Meat and potatoes, however.
Uh-huh.
I did give up the potatoes.
Yes.
And I love the vegetables, and I grow a garden.
Oh, beautiful.
So I really love that.
And when you started the plan, you were how old, if you don't mind saying?
66.
Okay, and now you are?
70.
And you're
I love it.
She's so beautiful.
I love
and
that.
And just shining with health. And tell us about some of the health issues.
Well, I was an art teacher for 35 years, and living in Indiana on ice and carrying all my portfolios, I fell and broke both of my L5s and I couldn't walk. I had to have a spinal fusion. And it only worked on one side because I had the beginning of osteoporosis. So I still have vertebrae laying on a nerve, and there's pain all the way down my leg. Then I fell again and broke my kneecap into 9 pieces, and they wow. wired that together. Oh, so the doctors had me on so many pain meds. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. And one of the drugs that they had me take was Neurontin that made me gain 40 pounds.
Oh, and it was about Neurontin.
She was in so much pain, we went to Disney and I pushed her in a wheelchair.
Yes,
the whole time.
I was at the front of the line to get into everything, however.
She's so much energy.
Oh, it was unbelievable.
Neurontin's a seizure, an epileptic drug, though, right?
It's, yes, but it's also for anything neurological.
Oh, I see.
So,
okay.
And I said, you know, I am not going to continue taking it. It doesn't work. It doesn't control my pain. They wanted to install one of those TENS units inside my body and then go ahead and put a new battery in every 6 months. I said, no, this is not worth it. So losing weight, getting off of the meds, is what really changed my life. Because when I did go in and see my doctor, for Medicare, you have to go in once a year and have an annual. And my doctor said, what are you doing to lose weight? And I said, I'm on Trim Healthy Mama. And I explained how we ate.
Right.
And he said, you know, if everybody would eat like you are, I wouldn't have patients that needed pharmaceuticals. And I said, that's what I've been trying to say.
Wow.
We need to drop out of these awful medications and then just lose weight and get healthy. Yeah. So
it's amazing to see you sitting here. So you look so healthy and shining.
Oh my gosh.
It's just so incredible. But did you find though, as a seasoned mature woman, so not calling you old, but was it slower to drop than like Leah?
Well, I didn't lose it that quickly, but I lost my 60 pounds within 6 months.
Well, that's amazing.
So that's pretty
you
fast.
You guys are genetically fast losers, I think, you two then.
Probably.
I think you're fast losers. You know, there's a lot of people that, you know, we say it's great, lose a couple of pounds a month.
So the injuries is what kicked it all off. You felt not as in control.
Oh, definitely not as in control, and made me gain more weight.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I had tried different diets. I tried Atkins. I would lose a little, and then it would come right back on. Mm. Because anytime you put a bite of pasta or bread in your mouth, boom, there comes the weight.
But we were created to crave the carbs because we need the carbs.
Oh, yeah.
And when you're told you can never eat fruit, and then, you know, like
and
I
you
said,
couldn't
for
have
a
dairy.
Week you could do without fruit. But then, you know, it's too hard
There's
after that.
There's things out there where you can't eat fruit.
No, you can't.
The latest keto craze, Danny.
Why does it taste so good?
Because
then?
If you have to keep on like keto, you have to keep your carbs less than 20 grams a day.
Yes, you're not
an apple's like 27 or something. Yes. There's No.
Mm-hmm. No, we need our grapefruit.
Our bodies were created to do these wonderful carbs. And that's why this is, you know, sustainability. But
I also love your age in this because, you know, we hit 37 and it's like, well, it's all over now. You know, whatever goals I had health-wise are kind of behind me. And I, you know, now we're all getting old, right? That's such a thing, you know?
Well, it's so much harder to lose weight the older we get. Mm-hmm. I noticed over 40, it was harder.
Except not on Trim Healthy Mama.
No, not on Trim Healthy Mama.
Well, I think for some, it comes off slower when you're older, and that's okay. Our metabolism sometimes naturally slowed down, but it still comes off.
Yes,
it does. You know? And the one thing I was super concerned with, my mom was like Betty Crocker. We were raised to have a dessert every day.
Right. Yeah.
And so I thought, oh,
I still think you need a dessert every day.
Yeah.
<that's> right. I am not going to be able to bake.
I have dessert almost every afternoon. Yeah.
Well, and you can bake with Trim Healthy Mama. That's what's fantastic. I love the new chocolate chips.
Oh, yes.
I
you
love
guys got
baking.
To taste
oh, they're delicious.
Oh, they are
I can't
really
wait to
good.
Go to get home and make some things with it. It's,
yes.
They're going to be great.
Yeah. But I want to get into how you guys make it because there's a lot of people listening that, you know, maybe they're new or beginners and they need ideas, you know, and they live different lives from Serena and I. Like you work, don't you? Full time now, Leah,
yes,
right?
Yes, I work full time now.
And tell us how you juggle it all to make it work.
Well, first you have to know that I don't like cooking and I am a drive-thru Sue.
Okay, so you've got thousands of people going with you, sister, right now.
I'm lazy, and I just don't. And like, if a recipe has too many steps, I just automatically tune out. I'll never do it.
Yeah.
And that was one thing, like with the very first book, it seemed like I looked at the recipes and I thought, these look doable because there's things that don't take a long time.
Right.
You don't have to do a whole bunch of stuff. There's not 110 steps to this recipe that I'm going to get. I'm going to miss a step and I'm going to ruin the whole thing. And so what I do, so I did say that I had downloaded the Kindle version.
Yeah.
Right after that, I decided I needed the book version. Mm-hmm. Because so when I make a recipe, I write notes. Like if I had to substitute something or I was out of something.
Yeah.
And then I write who liked it in the family.
Okay.
Because that's important to know.
That's good.
So, because I have a lot of picky eaters, but there's so many recipes that everyone likes.
Okay.
So
what were some of your staples then?
Cheeseburger pie.
Okay.
Everyone likes that.
So it's always husband approved that
and kid approved. They love all the different pizzas. I've made all of the pizzas.
All the different crusts. Yeah.
Yes. The chilies.
Yes.
Are big. You know.
I still.
Yeah.
Just I'm a chili girl one or two nights a week. It's just so
when
family
it's cold,
friendly.
You have to have chili.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, the Zuppa Toscana. That
was from the
first cookbook. That's so delicious.
It is.
And learning, you know, about what cauliflower. It doesn't have to be gross.
Exactly.
It's delicious. Yeah. Now that's my very favorite vegetable.
So for dinner, you had your like simple staple family meals that you used over and over again that you knew your family would like.
Yes. Yes. And so for on the go, because I'm on the go a lot, like I make a lot of eggs for like in the mornings. And then hard boiled eggs are great. I'll eat Greek yogurt, triple zero yogurts.
What did you learn to do as ease for breakfast? Because obviously it's easy to go to the S for eggs. And then to change up, what did you find yourself liking and enjoying?
So I really like just to do those crunchy egg whites. You talked about.
Yeah,
I like that a lot.
Whites.
But then I'll do yogurt and a piece of fruit.
Yeah, the fruit on the side.
Because that's
already
that's done.
So you got your lean protein, then you just add a piece of fruit for a carb.
Yeah. Super easy.
So what do you do at work?
At work, I usually pack stuff because we have a refrigerator right there in the emergency room that I can use. And so.
Oh, tell people what you do.
Yeah, I'm interested.
Well, I work in an emergency room in a hospital, and right now I'm working overnight. So I work about 13 and a half hour shifts, Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday night.
Mm.
And I'm running around like crazy. I register all the patients and admit patients that need to stay. So I'm in and out all the time. But I pack a lot of food, like to take to work with me. I bring yogurt, and I'll bring nuts, and I'll bring like different meat sticks, or I'll, you know, just
depends. You do keep it simple, don't you?
I can
tell now.
Yeah.
It's
like fruit. It's like a cheese stick. It's like a boiled egg. It's like nuts. It's
yes.
That's my diet exactly.
Yeah.
You're
like the men plan and Leah plan.
It's so easy.
Similar.
And you can just grab it going out the door and it's simple.
It needs to be silliness.
But what about like, is there a hospital cafeteria, something that you can ever
We do have a hospital. I love it actually because we have a salad bar.
Okay.
So, and on our salad bar, we always have hard boiled eggs and tuna.
Yeah.
So, and they'll also make me a chicken breast if I would like a chicken breast, a plain chicken breast. But so I eat that almost every single day that I work.
Wow.
It's very...
Now, what about... Well, I'll take this question to either of you. Eating out, are you able to find that you can eat out on plan then?
Extremely simple.
Yeah. Yep. I find it easy too, but it does stump a lot of people. You know, so...
You know, I think a lot of that is at least for me, is mental. I know that I can succeed at many restaurants, but look what's on the menu.
Yeah, but you were used to ordering a certain thing from a certain restaurant. Like you ordered maybe the crispy chicken tenders, and then it's like, but I always ordered that there, so what on earth am I going to order now?
Right.
Yeah.
So what do you guys do?
Usually, okay, so there's the only kind that I find that's a little more challenging for me to eat on plan is a Chinese restaurant, because a lot of it's real saucy.
Right.
But
I still... I don't really care to, unless it's a sweet sauce. Like I'll do the broccoli and beef.
The beef and broccoli,
things
that's
like that.
What
and
I get.
I know there's probably cornstarch, but I don't care. It's okay.
Right. But it's really easy. Like we just went, we walked from our hotel and we went to O'Charley's and we got a grilled chicken salad. But maybe you don't want salad, every single day. So usually I get some kind of meat with a vegetable. And most places never mind substituting out the baked potato for some bread veggies.
Do. I eat at O'Charlie's a lot because it's right here at that Dixon exit. So I'm like the salmon or and they have wonderful broccoli and then the side salad. Or if you don't like salmon, do the chicken. And easy, right?
It is very easy. It's not hard at all.
You can do steak, too.
Absolutely. See, my husband's a steak
and
guy.
So we're huge Mexican eaters. And fajitas. They're so fantastic.
Praise God for fajitas. Like, Daddy's singing hallelujah.
And the mojajete, if they have that there, it's kind of like a fajita, but you just don't use a tortilla. And it's just, it's wonderful.
Okay, now let's all be honest here about corn chips at a Mexican restaurant, okay? Here's what I'll do. Oh, look, you guys like me being transparent. We got a whole bunch of feedback from the potty. It's like, I like it when Pearl's transparent, lets us know when she like messes up. Okay, here's what I do at a Mexican restaurant, and then you guys can tell me the truth about yourself.
Are you about to
tell
us how you folded? What's going on?
No, I don't fold. I do a Pearl, and I'm not saying do what I do, even though I'm an author. Sometimes, like, Serene will never have a corn chip. In her wildest dreams, she wouldn't do it.
No.
But I don't like to sit there and not have a corn chip, but I'm the sort of person then that can eat two or three and just stop, even though I want more, because they're good. Come on, they're good. And they're crispy and yummy. But I know that if I'm putting hand to mouth the whole time, I'm going to
feel... Like while you're waiting for your food.
I'm going to feel so stink. So if you're the type of person that cannot just have two or three and stop, you know, I wouldn't suggest you do what I do, but I like to feel a part of my family and they're all dipping into the salsa. And, and so that's what I do personally, but you go ahead, Leah. And,
well, I have never...
Debbie, what?
I'm not too good to bag some of my baked blue tortilla chips
that's awesome.
And take with me.
Yeah.
And I have done that.
See, you're amazing. And then some people will take their little cucumber slices or ask for them at the restaurant.
Yeah.
What do you do, Leah?
Well, it depends. If some days I just feel weak and I just know if I even have one, I'm eating the whole basket plus some.
Right.
And so for when I first started, I was so like, I can't bend a rule. You know, and then I was like, I can't do it. And then, because she would know. Or people would say, take a bite. I'm like, you can't take a bite. It might have a tiny bit of sugar or something. But then I realized it's still life. You still have to be able to live life.
Yes.
And so, sometimes I'll count out just a few chips or I just won't have any. And so my husband tried to be so super supportive. And when we first started going, he wouldn't even get chips. I'm like, you can eat chips because, you know, that's totally fine. You can have the chips.
That's a sweet man. Yeah.
You know, it's okay. I don't feel like I'm going without because, you know.
I do like, they're going to bring chips because my family's really going to sort of feel deprived if they don't bring the chips if I'm out with my family. But it's just my husband and I, though. Sometimes we just ask for no chips. It's easier, you know.
Yes.
And always, though, I don't do well with bread being brought to the table. So if we're at a restaurant, I ask for the no bread. And my kids don't necessarily miss the white buns. So
rolls are hard
rolls. If my husband and I are there, I'm like, please, no rolls. And then I enjoy my meal so much more without the temptation of them right in my face.
Right.
Yes. And you don't feel like you're overstuffing the meal.
Yes.
You know, because you've already had a big stomach full of bread.
Yeah.
Now, one thing I have done at a Mexican restaurant is I'll order like a burrito with no shell and have it in a bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, those
in
bowls
a bowl.
Are great. Everybody's doing the bowls now.
Pizza in a bowl. What about what about your drive-thru, Sue? Do you ever go to fast food restaurants and make it work?
Oh, yes. Because I've traveled a lot. So, because I've been a photographer for like 15 years or so. And sometimes I have to go out of state and I drive. And so, McDonald's, you know, a burger with no bun and a side salad or a bacon cheeseburger with no bun and a side salad. It's easy.
It is. I mean, even this morning, you know, we had to go on this TV show and I'm like, the author of Trim Healthy Mama, my husband's driving through McDonald's and I'm like, well, what am I going to get? So I get the egg white delight and I get double egg white with the cheese and I throw the top bun away. You know, sometimes I might keep the bottom one, but I think, hey, this is life, right?
Right. You still have to, you know.
You know, whereas Serene would have taken all her Puristy stuff and made her Puristy breakfast her Puristy kefir in the morning. So how we're all different.
I can't tell you how many times I've heard, you just want the meat? I'm like, yep. Yeah, just to make, and some lettuce.
Yeah.
So just wrap it in lettuce. Yes.
But these days, they just know what you're talking about. Now, 5 years ago when I used to do that, people used to give me the strangest looks.
Yes.
And now everyone's like, oh, yeah.
Because, yeah, 4 years ago, my husband would be embarrassed. And I remember one time I ordered, and they got it mixed up, and they gave me just the bun with no meat. And I was like, wait. I didn't order just the bun. I needed the meat. But now it's normal. Now people don't even look at you twice. Because I'll say also no ketchup, because I know that there's sugar in the ketchup. So.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. See, you're better than me. I'm just like, I don't know.
Well, our
Hardee's. I don't have the sugar ketchup at home, but sometimes I just allow it on my burger. Yes.
But our Hardee's in Indiana,
okay.
If you say, I want a low-carb burger, they wrap it in lettuce.
Yes.
Nice, large pieces of lettuce.
Yeah, so many places. What is it? Jimmy John's does it. Five Guys does it. Yeah, lots of
stuff. Satisfying.
Oh, it's so good. Yes. I find the white bun takes away from the flavors of the juicy
meat. It does.
Yeah. At this point, I do. But what are your go-to meals? How do you make this work for your life?
Well, I love the scrambled eggs with a little bit of half and half.
Yeah.
And a little, I like a couple pieces of bacon.
Okay, is that your go-to breakfast?
Yes, that or I will buy some sprouted bread, and I might have a piece of bread for toast.
Yes, yeah.
Eggs
when
and bacon.
I'm in a hurry.
Classy lady.
Yes.
What about cream cheese and eggs?
I mean, you could totally do that, Danny. But you don't want, like, you skinny guy, you could totally throw that in there a lot for calories. But some of us don't want to, like, do cream cheese with eggs the whole time.
Oh,
just
I see.
Because
it's my friend's grandma made scrambled eggs, and in the end, she folded some cream cheese into it.
Yum.
And then some
wonderful.
Bacon.
Oh, yeah.
It was so glorious.
Oh, glorious, sort of stuff.
I do scrambled eggs with a bunch of cauliflower rice in there.
Oh, yes.
And then I put salsa on top or hot sauce, and I just really, then I feel like, okay, I'm getting some vegetables in there
too.
And it's delicious. Yeah.
Now, Debbie, you were telling me that you look after your
great-grandson.
So how do you work with it? So you got a little, how old is he?
He's going to be two at the end of the month.
So how do you work that food-wise, as you know?
He will eat exactly what we do.
Right.
So he is now loving vegetables, and he likes his protein.
Yeah.
So I think, and of course he likes some yogurt, and
is your husband does he like the Trim Healthy Mom meals? Is he like on plan or off plan or in between? Or
he is on plan.
Oh, really?
He has diabetes.
Oh, okay.
And I thought that was the healthiest way for him to eat.
Yes.
And he used to love white potatoes.
Okay.
And bread.
Right.
He no longer even misses them.
Wow. And is he type 2 or a type 1 diabetic?
Type 2.
Okay. And is his sugar numbers, are they better then?
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's fantastic.
He has gone to the doctor just recently, and they said he's just perfect.
Oh.
So.
Wow.
I think the diet has so much to do with
So what are your go-to, dinners for you and your husband and maybe your grandson?
Well, I don't necessarily have to check anything now. I know that I can prepare any type of meat, any vegetables. We love, well, at least I do. I love broccoli. Broccoli, all of the family likes broccoli. I'm the only one that likes Brussels sprouts. Mm-hmm. Everybody likes green beans.
We do too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how do you do your broccoli? Do you butter it up like an S or do you just steam it?
Roast it.
Oh.
I put a little bit of sprayed coconut.
Yes.
And then I put it in a pan, use sea salt and pepper, and it is wonderful.
Oh.
And even the 2-year-old loves that broccoli.
Yes.
So that's wonderful.
Ooh, roasted broccoli.
Yes.
How do you roast broccoli?
Well, I put it in for 30 minutes.
School him. School this man.
Yes.
Who does not know such things in his shirt.
Okay.
Yes.
You cut it in small pieces. And as
so
I said.
So you go from the fresh. You don't go like frozen broccoli packets like this woman right here. No.
No, I do fresh.
I'm frozen only.
Yeah, me too.
I'm not going to wash and cut up broccoli.
You're actually biased to frozen.
Yes. Let the fresh lady teach us a thing or two here.
Yes,
so go from the beginning.
I always use fresh. But I chop it up in smaller pieces so that I don't ever give anyone more than a mouthful and a bite.
Yeah.
And then, as I said, I put some coconut oil in the pan so it doesn't stick, and then you just sprinkle sea salt and pepper on top, stick it in the oven. I usually go between 350 and 400 for 20 to 30 minutes. And I check to see how brown it's getting. And it is delicious.
But that's just simple.
But it's very simple.
It's making me so hungry.
And we do asparagus the same way.
I've already been crashing because of our conversation.
Yeah.
It's gone through. No, I'm not really crashing.
But no, but I know. We're doing the potty at a different time today. We're in the later afternoon. We usually do earlier in the day, and it's almost dinner. And I'm just like,
almost.
It's like, oh, hey,
it's been dinner for like 2 hours.
I want some broccoli.
Do you know what?
Roasted broccoli.
Quick non-skill victory.
What?
For me.
Yes.
Able to put 2 eggs on my toast today.
Thank the Lord, Danny.
Wow.
Getting your protein in the breakfast, because you were such a Pop-Tart growing up man
Pop-Tart
type, right?
Boy.
He grew up without protein his whole life and just starting.
Just, yeah. Yeah, and I don't
think he couldn't even do more than 1 egg because it felt so foreign to his body.
I think I'm still healing, honestly. I still struggle with stuff because of 37 years of... Well, at the time, I guess 33, 34.
Yeah. But man, that's good. That's a good non-scale victory. I like that you're having 2 eggs.
Yeah. Just side note. Didn't mean to.
My 17-year-old's figured out that we have, for his gains, he must have protein.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so he knows now, you know, what protein source. We always are doing protein
right.
source. So
are you guys smoothie girls? Like, do you ever do the smoothies for like a meal?
Yes, lunch especially.
Because it's that like total drive-through suit. Do you get into Serene's whole okra smoothie thing, or you're not so much the okra smoothies, girls?
I love them.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Wait, what?
Okra.
Oh, no. Danny, I'm going to give these ladies power to fire you, right? If you do not know that the Trim Healthy Mama books feature smoothies with okra.
I've never even heard of an okra smoothie in
you
my
know,
life.
How can he work for us and not know
Danny.
These things?
You need to turn to that page.
Tell me there's something other than okra in this smoothie.
Well, you don't know. It doesn't taste like okra, and you blend it up, so you don't. It's not like you're picking chunks of okra out of your smoothie. That would be kind of gross.
Yeah.
Okay. But no, it's awesome.
You don't know it's in there, but it just heals your gut, Danny. Danny, it heals your gut.
I need to get down with this.
I know.
Yeah. It really
Maybe
does.
I'll do an okra
but you
smoothie.
Are baby stepping because you are totally like kefiring and getting better.
Yeah, yeah. My kefir makes me so happy.
I know.
We're big kefir. My husband loves kefir.
Do you guys keep kefir in stock?
Well, I've just bought the plain kind and I double ferment it on the counter because I had to try that Yum Yuck Bitty.
Yes.
Oh,
delicious.
Yeah. Yeah. Serene, it's in stock.
I love
every
it's
recording.
It's usually here, right?
It's
every
on the table.
Potty, it's here, but.
And Serene's just gobbling it.
Why is it so good? I don't even know. It's
nobody knows.
Tasty. Yeah. And so it's just addictive.
And
so.
It's so weird.
With Serene, it's like grass to a horse.
Yeah.
It is like literally her full meal of every day I see her, she's got her jar.
It's so good.
Yeah, but smoothies are a great way for people to start, I think, too, on plan. I mean, and not smoothies like, you know, you got your artificial type shake, you know, that I have to replace my meal with, but just like a big quart size thing of goodness that is just like hydrating your body.
You can sneak in those veggies.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
And if you have gut issues, smoothies are kind of easy on the belly.
They are. Whey protein's one of those easy things too.
Yeah, okay.
For some people that can do it.
Yeah.
But your son, you were saying he was, you know, wants to get his gains. I have a problem with my teenage boys who want to get gains too, and they're always devouring the whey protein.
Yes.
I'm like, hey, that's mine.
Yes. Yeah. I know. That's the thing. I'm like, good grief. Yes.
I know, but he's like, but mom, I researched and yours is the best.
Nice. Yep.
Trim Healthy Mama Whey.
You guys have even shared that the gym bros know their health.
Yeah,
a lot of
the
them.
Gym bros. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you're listening to The Potty with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
When you kind of transitioned from dieting to, you know, what we call Trim Healthy Mama, but it's a lifestyle of eating right. When you transitioned, did you start to see that in other areas of your life as well? Did you see not just health change, but life change during that season?
Interesting.
Oh, you feel so much better. You can sleep better. Mm. You can get around better. And at that time, I was doing Silver Sneaker and going to work out, which I don't really have that much time to work out right now. But yes, you do feel so much better.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I think what Danny is saying is sometimes when we in a state of ill health too, we're self-sabotaging in other areas of our life. And once we get that health going, yeah, too,
sure, relationships,
maybe,
goals, yeah, right, success work at work, thing.
What do you think,
promotions, well, you know, just curious.
Plus, when you don't feel good and you don't feel good about yourself and everything hurts, it kind of makes you depressed. And then that really reflects every, like, that's reflected on everything, parenting, your relationship with your spouse, every single aspect of your life, I think. So losing the weight, feeling better, having more energy, I think it's made me, well, it's made me want to go to the gym, but it's made me a better mom, a happier wife. My husband's like, you have so much confidence, which makes you just so happy and a great wife. So it's definitely, definitely made a difference.
That's so great to hear.
That's a good question, Denny.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Oh, that was my personal experience when I got a hold of just eating right and taking care of my body. It's like all these things started unlocking in other areas too. You know, I had more grace for things, patience with my kids.
Fantastic. Yeah, because you're honoring the body that you were given. I think it's just like groundwork. It's the foundation. You start honoring this temple that we're in.
Oh yeah.
And then we can go out and succeed and actually, you know, do these other things.
Well, it's like filling your cup.
Yeah.
And then letting that overflow rather than having an empty cup and you're trying to, you know, love on your babies and love on your spouse and please your boss, et cetera. If you're just feeling run down,
I know
it's so hard.
I know,
to do that.
And I'll talk about my poor husband right now who hates being talked about. But I know that once I finally brought him off sugar and when I say he's a cheater, it doesn't mean he cheats on our marriage. He is a Trim Healthy Mama cheater.
Yeah.
He eats everything I make him at home, and then he does all sorts of interesting things on his own. No, he just...
I pretended that I don't know.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Let's just say he's not on plan all the time.
I may or may not have snuck out with him.
He's on plan enough, that it's helped him so much. And, you know, at home, he used to eat like 6 cookies. Well, he used to get really happy about 15 minutes after the cookies. Really happy. And I could predict it. An hour and a half later...
Crash.
Ooh.
Anger.
The grumpiest husband.
Malevolence.
Oh.
Impatience with children.
Yes.
On principle. It's because no boy of mine. And you're like, dude, you're jacking up in your head.
And then he stopped doing it. He doesn't even do that now. But just so even-tempered. And me, you know, I used to have a nap every day. And I feel like my children lost me for that time. Because where was mom?
Right.
She's in recovery.
Recovering
from life every day.
From her bad decisions.
I used to have to take antidepressants before. Yeah. Well, postpartum was always a thing. But then I was just so unhappy that I took, and I haven't had anything. I haven't needed to be on anything.
Well, speaking of success in other areas of your life,
it's changed
getting
everything.
Off antidepressants is
But it
massive.
Does affect the neurons and the serotonin and everything that's wiring and shooting off in your brain.
Yes.
I mean, it does.
Because it is a whole, it just encompasses everything.
Now, obviously, I mean, you weren't able to drop them straight away. These things take time to rewire too, don't they?
They do.
Yes.
I was taking 40 grams of Prozac as a teacher.
Really?
Because we had so many at-risk children and so much need.
Yeah.
And it was just so sad. Well, when I gave up all my meds, I went cold turkey, no more antidepressant. And you know what? I didn't have any side effect from it. Wow. And I was told, you cannot do that.
Right.
But yeah, you can.
That's
very interesting.
I mean, that's what many would say is like miracle level, but it starts with...
Yeah, but this is her story. This is her truth. You know, everyone has their own unique story, and that's your truth. You're sitting here shining saying that. So how can we refute that?
Yeah.
You know?
I had went to the doctor shortly after I started. I had dropped, you know, a good bit of weight after I'd had the baby from Trim Healthy Mama. And they said, you know, they asked me, I wanted all my blood work done. Because I thought, you know, I'm 42 and I just want to see it all. And so he kept looking at my numbers and he'd look at me and he said, your age is much younger than what your age actually is. Your blood work is of a young person.
Right.
And when I went this time, my good cholesterol is so high.
Yeah.
She's like, what do you do? How do you eat? And can you? And then so I've like written it down for nurses so they could get the book.
That's so awesome. Hey, before we close, I know that we've been talking about a lot of good things and you guys have shared so much, you know, of just the NSVs and everything, transformation. But can you share with us what's been hard about this lifestyle and how maybe you've overcome that? Like, is there anything that's been really challenging that you thought, maybe I just can't do this at any time, and how you got through that?
Well, when I went into it, I thought, there's no way I could ever give up that all the flavor coffee creamer.
Okay.
That was like going to be the
thing.
That
was your thing.
There was
yeah?
just no
yeah.
way. I just couldn't do it. And then with the use of some extracts and the sweetener and blending it up and the coconut oil in the coffee, yeah, it's not a problem at all. And being able to drink real half and half.
So you made your own replacement, so to speak, for that creamer.
Yeah. Right. Because I read it in the book, like the different. Mm. The different coffee recipes and the different morning things. And then I thought, well, what can I do? Yeah, now there's no need for the.
So did you ever have days where you're like, this is too hard, I'm going back to my sugar? Or you would never go back? Or,
never.
Or, you know, because I know some people just feel like, well, this is too hard. You know, it calls, the past calls to them.
Well, not at the beginning at all.
Right.
But, you know, later on I thought, well, and the thing is, though, if you do kind of. Because I do believe in life. And so, you know, living life, and there are going to be an occasion now and then where I do say, okay, this is a super special occasion.
Yes.
It's not just because it's Sunday, because Sunday comes every week.
Right.
But like a super special occasion, I'm like, okay. And my rule was, if it's a restaurant far away and we're visiting someone, then I'm going to have,
Right.
You know, but I think that. So that's been doable. But then I realized I started doing it for a while. I'm thinking I'm making everything a special occasion.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't have a special occasion 5 days out of seven of the week.
Then you derail and then you feel gross, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
What about you, Debbie?
Well, one of the things that was so hard for me was pizza. Because as a teacher, every Friday's pizza day.
Yeah, it's a big deal with kids. Pizza's steady.
But now with the different crusts that you can make and the cauliflower crust pizzas that are available even in a store.
Off the shelf.
So
easy. Days, isn't it so much easier to be a trim healthy mama?
It is.
Everything, even just with those zucchini spirals and the frozen food, I'm using those like all the time with my eggs, the cauliflower rice.
That is so amazing. You don't have to get your food processor out because, like, again, I'm lazy.
Me too.
And I love not having to get anything out like
I
that.
I love every lazy thing that I find in the grocery store.
Me
and
too.
I'll tell you, I will pay the extra dollar.
It's worth the money.
It so is.
Oh, but no. Guys, I thank you so much for coming. And I mean, this, you took time out of your busy lives at a last minute notice. And I know that you brought so much to the woman. I mean, I know that they've been eating up what you're saying today. And
well, thanks for having us.
Yes,
it's been
thank
an honor.
You so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Hearing this has super encouraged me and even in my man plan. So thank you.
Good.
Yeah. Hey, thank you guys for checking in with us again this week. It has been so awesome, and we're so glad you continue to hang. We feel like we're hanging with you somehow. I don't know how.
You feel like you're all, like, you know, a couple hundred thousand you right here in the little podcast.
Yeah, like I don't feel disconnected.
But to me,
it's
more like eight women. I just think of a little gathering of women in here.
Yeah.
I think that's the way my brain thinks of it. And, but I know we see the statistics. I know that there's a lot more, but it still feels intimate somehow.
Yeah.
I feel like you guys are right here.
Yeah. And we hope all of you out there are super encouraged by what you're hearing. My goodness, it doesn't matter what age you are or what weight you are, what obstacles you have, you can do it. Trim healthy mama.